The Epiphaneia and Parousia of Christ. Epiphaneia is used by Paul to refer to Christ's physical return to earth, his second advent, Epiphany. Thus, accordingly, it is translated consistently in the Concordant version as Advent. It is important to note that, while Paul uses Epiphaneia 6 times in his earlier Acts period epistles, it is remarkably missing from Ephesians and Colossians. Epiphaneia's absence from the epistles of the secret administration demonstrates that it is not a part of our unique expectation of Christ's celestial manifestation in Colossians 3:4. Whenever Christ, our life, should be manifested. The Epiphaneia, Christ's second advent, brings about his parousia. Parousia means presence, and is used for the official presence of Christ physically on earth, as will be manifested during the millennial kingdom. The parousia is initiated by Christ's second advent, Epiphaneia. Thus, parousia is accurately translated presence in the Concordant, Derived, Diaglot, Rotherham, and Young translations. Thus, we have Paul's important phrase in 2 Thessalonians 2:8, the Epiphaneia of his parousia, the advent of his presence. The parousia is central to messianic prophecies and Israel's ultimate hope. However, the Epiphaneia and parousia of Christ are not the hope of the one body. Therefore, the word parousia, just like that of Epiphaneia, is not found in Ephesians or Colossians, the epistles of the secret administration. Rather, our hope is our joint appearing with Christ in glory, far above all heavens, that is, among the celestials in the super heavens, Colossians 3:1-4, by Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr.